Hi, I'm Wafinity. That's Caleb. Welcome to Please Laugh, the podcast. So we already got a few topics lined up. Let's just get into the first one.
Bad movies.
Bad movies. What's any... any bad movies that you've seen recently?
Slenderman.
I still haven't watched that, just because of how shitty it looks.
Oh yeah, it is really, really bad. It's not... it's just not a movie to watch. It's a waste of time.
How long is it?
1.5 hours.
So it's a waste like that. Of 1.5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
I think the last shitty movie that I watched was Monster Trucks.
I liked that movie.
It wasn't that good, to be honest, because I had to watch it in class.
Really? I never got to watch it in class.
Yeah, well, it was on Netflix. So. Mm. I think that was like an instant, like, there used to be straight to DVD, now it's just straight to Netflix.
Yeah.
Stuff. But really quick about something about good movies, Sonic the Hedgehog. I haven't seen it, though.
I have.
How good is it?
I actually enjoyed it. I saw it in theaters.
Yeah. It looks really good.
It is really good.
One of the only good video game movies that have come out in, like, the last 20 years.
Yeah. No, but it's really good. Like, Dr. Eggman was skinny.
Yeah, with Jim Carrey.
Yeah, and,
Ben Schwartz was Sonic.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
I really like that.
Yeah.
He's, like, the best Sonic voice.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, yeah. I think I told you this off, before we started, or, like, a few days ago, something like that. How Charles Martinet, the voice of Mario, has been there for 29 years, but every time there's, like, after two new Sonic games come out, they change the voice actor, or something like that. Yeah, they've gone through, like, 15 voice, not exactly 15, but, you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. Like, a whole bunch of voice actors for Sonic. There's one guy I saw a video about, like, different eras, like, you do the voice actor of Sonic era. No. Yeah. But Ben Schwartz has only done the movie, which I feel like he deserves just to be Sonic for the rest of the Sonic game line. Series, I guess. Franchise, really.
Yeah. Board games.
I actually won Monopoly last week. It was like a 2-day long... it was a 2-day long game.
Yeah, like...
because...
I've had people, like, we'll start talking about, like, some board games, and then someone will bring up Monopoly, and they'll be like, oh, yeah, I finished that stuff in an hour. I'll look at them, and I'll go, how do you finish Monopoly in an hour?
First off, first tactic is to Monopoly is buy everything you land on. Like, I can't remember
like, if you have to make everyone else go bankrupt is what you have to do.
Yeah. Did I ever show you the Bruce Lee video of Monopoly? Because like, his tip is to buy everything you land on. Like, electric company, buy it. Like, in community chest, buy it. That's not a property. Give it to me! I fucking love that.
Community chest, buy it. You can't buy community chest. Watch me.
Yeah. And then, another tactic that he has was, how your money, just stick it up your colon. Stick it right up your ass. there's nothing wrong with having Monopoly money. Yeah, okay. And having Monopoly money.
Oh my god. The most famous game, board game for me for when I was a kid. Checkers.
Whoa. I think my favorite was... I can't remember the name of it now. Oh yeah, you actually have it right there. What is the problem? Mousetrap. Yeah, I played that one a lot. Not even, like, played it. I just, like, would roll the ball down and do the thing.
I love Mousetrap, but I never knew how to set it up. I never played it.
It was, like, Game of Life was one of my favorites.
Game of Life? Oh, I remember that.
That one's fun, but...
yeah.
Like, there's one that I played with,
a board game that I actually own. Chinese Checkers.
I remember we tried playing it once, and I just didn't know what to do.
Oh, it's super easy. It's just like checkers, but, like, you don't, like, eliminate the other person's stuff. You have to get all of your marbles to their side before they get all theirs to yours.
Mm.
So.
Okay. Just some needed silence. Sorry. Some new games have come out.
Borderlands 3.
Well, that's not really come out. It's been out for a while. Well,
whatever. Well, Borderlands 3, honestly, if I had to choose between Borderlands 1, 2, pre-sequel, or 3, I like the first one. It's a lot more simple and a lot less complicated.
I think I got the furthest in the first one. Because I have that digitally on my PS3.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I have 1, 2, and pre-sequel.
Oh, I have 1, 2, and pre-sequel. I've completed the sequel and the first one. I've completed the first one like 5 times.
Is it pre-sequel that you can play as Claptrap?
Yes.
Yeah. I remember playing as him.
Yeah, me too. I beat it and then...
I remember the first day you got it.
Really?
Yeah. I think I came over and you and your dad were playing it or something like that.
Oh yeah, that. Dojo. Hi.
But yeah, what I want... Sorry, I have food in my mouth. One thing I wanted to talk about was Animal Crossing New Horizons.
Oh, yeah.
That came out on the 20th of March. Right now we're recording it. It's, what? The 9th of April?
I think.
I'm recording on my phone, so that's why I can't check. But, yeah, it's the 9th of April. And Animal Crossing has been out for a while. I've completed it, air quotes. And now, first off, this is just kind of my part, sorry. I fucking hate the Bunny Day. Bunny Day is probably the worst fucking thing to happen, because I try to go fishing, because I'm like, oh, I need to catch some new fish, because I want to get more fish in my fucking museum. And then I go, and I'm like, oh, perfect, a fish. And I catch it. Oh, no, it's a water egg! Oh, fuck! And then there's also the dumbass fucking sky eggs, where you just, like, the presents that'll fly on the balloon. I shoot that down. Look, it's an egg! Or fucking...
You dig them up, oh, and it's an earth egg?
Yeah! Whenever I try to find fucking fossils! I try to find fossils, and I'm like, oh, perfect. Dig it up, earth egg. It goes for, like, 4 of them, and then I find, like...
Two fossils.
Yeah, after the whole entire day. Yeah. And I haven't played Doom Eternal, but that one looks really good.
Okay, so the original...
Hey, this is your section. Go ahead and talk.
The original Animal Crossing.
GameCube?
No, like the DS.
That's not original.
Shut up.
That's like the second game.
I don't play a lot of...
Sorry.
I don't research my games.
Yeah, the first one was on GameCube, and then DS, and then
okay,
Wii,
well, the one
and then
on
3DS,
the DS,
and then Switch, and then the Peepee-Bobbity-Mung. Yeah, you know, the next Switch from the... The next Switch from... Alright. I'll cut that
from
out.
From Switchverse.
Yeah. Alright, go ahead.
Okay, so, yeah. The one on the DS...
Wild World City Folk, I think. I can't remember. Mm. I think Wild World.
Maybe. The one on the DS, though...
Yeah.
The one thing I hated the most is every time I went fishing, I would be like, I wanted to catch some new fish. So I tried to catch some new fish. And you know how they have those little, like, shadow things as the fish?
Yeah, you can never tell.
I'll be like, hey, look, a fish. I'll go fishing and I'll catch it and I'll pull out a boot. And I'll be like,
oh, yeah, those.
I hate that.
They're sentient until you catch them. It's like a boot or a fucking can or an old pipe. That's for Switch, at least.
Exactly, I hated it.
Also, not a lot of people know this, but the original Animal Crossing on GameCube, it actually has a subtitle called Animal Crossing Population Growing. Bet you didn't know that.
It is growing.
Yeah, and then and I think it's Wild World, and then City Folk, and then New Leaf. And then New Horizons. I think I might be missing someone. Or no, there's Happy Home Designer and Pocket Camp.
Mm.
Which, the phone one, I downloaded it twice and deleted it both times, like, 2 weeks later.
Damn.
Because there isn't a whole lot to it.
Yeah.
I think it was Scott Falco who did a video on it.
Mm.
And Animal Crossing Pocket Camp with a Pinch of Salt. Which I love that. I've been watching those a lot. One thing... is you can only use a certain item. Like, you can only use your net on, like, Bug Island or some shit like that. You can't catch fish there. You can only use your net.
That's really on the DS.
Oh, shit. This... Okay, sorry. Another thing. I fucking hate the durability. Durability. I mean, they're constantly fucking breaking. I hate that.
Oh, God. I wish really bad. Oh, like, you know, you'll be playing a game and something will have durability. Even in first-person shooting games, a gun will have durability.
What the fuck? You mean just ammo?
No. Oh, yeah, sorry about that noise. I remember playing this one game. I can't remember what it was. It was years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I shot a gun. And 5 minutes later, it broke. An example of this, Black Ops 2 Zombies on Transit, the jet gun. The jet gun breaks after 5 seconds of use. It's horrible. Like, you go through this huge process of going around the entire map for all the parts. You go to town, you grab it, like, you build it, and then you grab it. And then you're like, oh, yeah, I'm gonna freaking rock with this.
Shit.
And you're just sitting there going like, all right, let's do this. And it breaks. And you're just like, oh, wonderful.
With Breath of the Wild... I love that game. One of my favorite games on Switch. I have, like, 120, 30 hours on it.
Oh, damn.
Something like that. I haven't played it in a while. Sorry. One thing, like, that has durability for some weapons. Like, some of them, it's okay. It doesn't, like, break after 5 hits. But, I mean, like, the tree branch, of course, does. Because, duh. One thing that I hate, I think even... Cadigris or whatever. He made a bad, unpopular opinions on games. And one thing that he talked about was Legend of Zelda with the, like, you'll go through, like, a test of minor strength with one of those shrines, someone like that, and then you'll get a weapon, like a really good weapon, like a Guardian Sword +++ or some shit like that. And then you'll use it for a while, and after, like, 30, like, hits, it'll break. It's fucking, like, it's such a good weapon, and it does, like, a decent amount of damage, and you want to use it, but then it's gonna break, and you're gonna fucking lose it, and then you probably won't be able to get it again. But the Master Sword, that one doesn't, like, break, it just runs out of energy, which is still kind of dumb.
Mm.
But, nonetheless, that's, yeah.
Favorite game to play?
Right now?
Yeah.
I don't know, probably... Probably Animal Crossing. No, but I haven't played it in 3 days, so...
I like Borderlands 1.
Mm-hmm. I mean, one of my favorite games is probably... Jesus, I haven't thought of this game in a while. A Little Big Planet.
That, oh my god, I remember that.
Yeah, you would come over to my house and we'd just play it for, like, forever.
I remember we loved to just go swimming.
Oh yeah, we would go on swimming levels. What the fuck?
Shut up.
But, yeah, Little Big Planet was one of my first games that I played as a young child. I'm still fucking young. I'm 14.
I'm better. I'm 45. No.
Yeah! Dick punch! But, yeah, that was one of my first games that I played on PS3. And I got all 3 games. But, wait, should I talk about, you know who? Who stole my Little Big Planet game?
Oh, him?
Don't drop his name. No. We'll call him...
Bobby?
Yeah.
Bobby.
So, we both knew a kid named Bobby, and he was kind of an asshole, to be honest.
I mean, like, I was an asshole during it, too.
You have a story about him, but oh, we'll get to that after mine. And not to be, like, I'm more important, but...
Oh, no, I don't really care. I don't really remember too much. I remember at first I would just use him to go over to his house and play games.
One thing... So, I think I went over to his house one time, and he had, like, Lego Marvel Superheroes, which I 100%ed that game. I think you were there.
Yep.
We played it for a while.
Yeah.
I 100%ed that game later, not when I had it, but he gave me that for a little bit, and I gave him, like, Little Big Planet 3. And then I gave him, when I was, like, done with it, or he wanted it back, I gave it to him, and I was like, okay, can I get Little Big Planet 3 back? He was like, oh, yeah, I'll give it to you tomorrow or something like that. I'm just finishing the story. And then, like, a week later, I asked him again. And he's like, oh, no, I'll give it to your dad. And I asked my dad, and he's like, nope. I was never given it. And I know my dad doesn't lie. My dad doesn't lie to me. And I was like, what the fuck, man? Give me a little bit of 3 back. And he goes, I don't have it. And Bobby was just an asshole. He was a little dick. And he had a little dick, too. I never saw it. Alright, end of the pocket. Bye. No, but I... And then I had to rebuy Little Big Planet 3. That was, felt fucking like it.
A game that I am so close to finishing, but I've given up on, is Lego Star Wars 3.
Oh, I think you... On the Wii? Oh, that, oh, we need to play that after this.
I'd love to play it with you. I have 120 out of 130 gold bricks, and I can't find the last 10.
That's what happened with my... I didn't really 100% look at Marvel Super Heroes. I 99.9'd it. Because I can't find one more fucking gold brick in the open world. I've looked everywhere. I've opened up the entire thing. Like, I've got rid of all the, like, the black. That sounds really racist. I got rid of all the black. No, but on the map, it covers it up with, like, black. Well, let's call it smoke, but it isn't really.
It just, it blacks out most of the map. So
you have to go around.
You've discovered the whole map.
No, I manually have to go around. It doesn't, like, open after you complete a certain amount of story. Yeah.
No, yeah.
Like, you manually go around.
You went around the whole map. You've unlocked the whole map.
Yes.
Yes.
That's the entire map. And I still can't find... I've completed the entire story. I know, like, all the... Wait, I have every red brick, every character, all of it. You even helped me with some characters.
Yeah. Okay. I have every character on LEGO Star Wars 3. I have everything. It's just the 10 gold bricks I need.
10 gold bricks.
Yeah, I only need 10.
Gold bricks? Oh, yeah, your story about Bobby.
Oh, I don't know what story about
him. Yeah. It's not really much of a story, but it's still one that I like to hear. Because he's... It's like a... Wow, what an asshole kind of thing. Be careful, the microphone's right there.
I don't know, there's not too much. I mean, I just go over to his house at first and just use him just to play games and... Jesus Christ. We have a cat on crack.
This just in.
We have a cat on crack. No, I would just use him to play video games, and then I'd sleep over, and we'd stay up all night. I remember I stayed up all night with him once, and then I had to walk home, and it was actually the worst walk home ever. I walked out the door and slowly made my way home, and I felt so... I don't even know. I couldn't even feel my body.
I meant the one of... He had, like, this big fucking buffet of food.
Oh, that...
I didn't know that one about you having to leave. Or you going and you couldn't feel anything.
I remember I went over there and, or every time I went over there, he would always get something to eat and never, like, offer anything. It was kind of bad.
Wouldn't it be, like, if you tried to grab something, you'd be like, no! No!
No, not really.
Something like that?
But, like, it's just, I don't know, I don't really like asking for a lot of things. So...
Yeah, sometimes I'll ask you to get a drink when you go upstairs, and I just feel like an asshole for doing that. Like, can you get me a drink? It's like, you're like an I know I'm not an asshole, but I feel like such an asshole when I do it.
Oh, yeah, I remember I went over to someone's house.
Like, such like a... Give it to me! Quick! Butler! Yeah, go ahead.
I remember I went over to someone's house, and I was playing games with their brother... And we were playing Buried, and we got to round, like, 8, and we died. And this was on Black Ops 2 Zombies, and we were on Buried, and we got to round 8, and we all died. And I was like, damn, you guys suck, and now I'm, like, it haunts me, it's horrible, I hate it. Like, wow, I was a real asshole that day. Like, I mean, I guess we all kind of suck, because we all...
Yeah, as, like, 8. Younger kids, you don't realize how much of an asshole you're being.
This was a few months ago.
Oh, wow. If I really think about it, there's probably some times where I was just being an absolute asshole.
To some people, I really don't care. But yeah, there's some that people. Day, I didn't. No one was being rude, and like, I was just saying how much everybody sucked at the game, and I hate it. I just.
It's a horrible feeling, man.
Oh my god, the new Top Gun movie that's coming out?
I didn't even know that was coming out.
Oh, well, they're remaking it.
I know the new awesome. James Bond movie with Billie Eilish. Not in the movie, but she made music for it.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on, guys. So I can't really remember any of those.
My god.
I think there was one time...
Donovan, dude.
Wow, we're just name-dropping him. Not even gonna try to...
I don't really care.
Yeah, me neither.
Okay, I can't remember anything except this one time that I was at his house.
Yeah.
And he punched me in the nuts.
Wow. Remember there was one time we were...
It was full on, too. He didn't do... It wasn't, like, that joke thing. It was just...
He was, like...
his arm back, and you... Bam!
I just didn't really like him, but I still... I think it's because you went over there sometimes, and I just came along. I just didn't like him. Isn't there one... Like, you slept over his house once, and he, like, threw his phone at you or some shit?
No, I slept over his house once, and his mom came in, and it was like, wait, you sleep in PJ pants? And I was like, yeah. Why don't you sleep in your underwear? Because I feel uncomfortable when I do that. And she called me weird because I didn't sleep in my underwear.
She's trying to see you in your underwear.
Dude, she called me weird because I didn't sleep in underwear.
I wear pajamas. I wear... Sometimes I'll even just wear regular pants because I'm just too lazy.
And I was forced to sleep in the same bed as him. I mean, his bed is, like, fucking huge. But, like, he has a fucking king-size bed, I think.
Jesus.
Yeah, and it's stupid. It takes up, like, 90% of his fucking floor.
You've seen my bed. It's, like, you could fit, like, two people on there, but it'd be really uncomfortable. Oh, uncomfortable.
Yeah. There's ways to make it work, though.
Yeah.
But, no, but seriously, I had to sleep in the same bed, and I had to use the same blankets. It was so uncomfortable, and it would have been so much more uncomfortable if I had to sleep in my fucking underwear. Oh, my God, that would be the worst feeling. I would have felt completely
I imagine if you did, he'd probably, like, jerk off.
Oh, my
He's
God.
He's probably jerked off with people in his bed.
Oh, my God, I would cry.
What was the one story, like, I think you gave, I can't remember what it was. Something that he broke of yours, or, like... He got really mad at a game or some shit and, like, threw it on the ground. And you got hit by it or something like that.
I really can't remember.
I remember when Splatoon first came out.
Oh, yeah.
I played that with him on his Wii U 2 weeks after it came out.
I don't think I was that into video games then. I mean, it might have been. But I just had my PS3.
Nah, we were. We would spend the whole summer inside.
Yeah.
And then your parents would get mad and be like, go outside.
Yeah, that's when we saw the trampoline. And I wasn't, like, 300 pounds. I'm not 300 pounds. I'm, like, 150 or something. No, that's way too... I'd say... I'm not 200.
Don't jinx yourself. I'm 110.
165. I guess.
I mean, I should be a lot heavier. Like, I should... I don't know. Oh my god, I know someone who only weighs 57 pounds.
What?
There's someone in grade either 9 or 10, and she's 57 pounds.
Whoa. Oh yeah, there's a girl in my drum class. I'm not gonna name drop her, but I just told them no. I guess they cut it too. When, like, Fire Emblem Three Houses came out, it wasn't exactly, maybe it was, like, a few months after or something like that, but she got it and wouldn't shut up about it. Like, she constantly talked about how she wanted to date someone in the game.
Why would you want to date someone in a game when you could try and go date someone for real?
Yeah. I mean, she didn't have much of a chance. She, yeah,
but... But there are so many tricks. If you just take the time to learn the tricks, like, you'll have anyone on you.
Don't follow the pickup line artists on YouTube, though. Those ones are the worst. We only have 24 minutes. You want to do a short one? Not an hour? This is going to take a while to record.
Nah. We can go for another few minutes.
Alright. We'll stop at 33?
We'll stop at 30.
Not really? 32. Fuck. Shit, I can't remember. I had something ready. Yeah, what are some moments that you had where it's like, wow, this person is an asshole and needs to stop? Something like that.
Last week when my stepsister Laura Lee moved out, that was one.
Oh yeah. You can't say the information, can you?
I don't think it really matters now.
Just don't do it. Just be safe.
Another one was. Last year, I remember I got told to stop running around the gathering area.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I was walking. My friend was running around, you know, we were chasing each other, but I was walking the whole thing, yeah. Right? And he was, you know, jumping over bags and running and all that kind of stuff. Wait, the teacher came up to me.
Charles?
Yeah. Okay. The teacher came up to me and said, hey, stop running. I was like, do you see me running?
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he's running. You see me slowly stepping over these bags? Mm. No, I'm just, you know, I mean, no, let me just start running away.
Hey! Get back here!
Nah.
Okay.
I wanted to, like, look at that teacher and just go, make me.
This episode should
be... You see me running?
I think this episode should be called, because we've been saying that, I've been saying that at least a lot. what's like your top five favorite movies?
I'm gonna start from five and go up.
Alright.
Let's see.
You know one of my favorites. We watched it here. I've seen it 7 times.
How about you start?
I'll just go from 1 to 5. Not these aren't really in any specific order. These are just 5 movies that I really like. Baby Driver.
Oh, that is a good one.
Yeah, I've seen it 7 times. I really like them. I'm thinking we should watch it. I should watch it in 8 time with you.
I don't care.
Into the Spider-Verse, which second one is coming out in 2021. So, yeah. Baby Driver, Spider-Verse, Avengers Endgame, / Infinity War, because it's basically like a two-parter.
Yeah.
Because I don't really want to split them. Spider-Man Homecoming. Fuck, what was this? There's one movie that I really liked.
Laura Lee hasn't seen Endgame nor Infinity War.
Wow. Fuck, I can't remember what it was. It's one movie that I think it's like a horror movie or something that I really, really like. You start doing yours and I might remember.
Okay.
I got 4, by the way.
I haven't actually seen the movie, but Midway is a movie I really like.
Mm-hmm.
Red Tails.
Yeah.
Battleship.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of the other two at the moment. I can't.
Oh, Scott Pilgrim versus the World. That one.
Mm.
That I love. Because it's so like.
Haven't seen that one, nor the Spider-Verse. But I've seen all the others.
Spider-Verse is so good!
Well, I haven't had the time.
I mean, I don't think it's even on Netflix or anything, or Crave.
I remember seeing Homecoming on Netflix.
Yeah.
Battleship, Midway, Red Tails, I really can't think of any else right now. Tag was a good movie.
No, I still haven't seen that. There's so many shows that I want to watch. Fuck, I did my thing that I hate the most. People, when they call movies shows.
Amanda fucking does hate that.
Amanda? It's not really that much. I don't. It just slightly annoys me. It's like, no, a show is like TV show. Movie is a movie.
Yeah.
So that's what really happens with
Yeah,
movie.
Yeah.
It's not like, no, it's called a movie. You can't have it called a movie. You want to go through some YouTubers that we like?
Mess Yourself.
I haven't watched him in forever.
Huh?
I haven't watched him in forever.
Oh, I like him.
I think the last thing. Awesome. Last thing I watched by him was, like, his Simpsons Hit and Run thing.
Okay, so, Mess Yourself.
Yeah, just label some, just go, do some off.
I'm gonna just list them off my phone, because my phone's right here.
Idiot. I have them in a Google Doc on my computer, so what the fuck, a computer, on my computer, so. There's some really small ones that I like.
A really good video game, World of Warships, was a good one.
He was literally talking about that before we started.
So, mess yourself, you always win. They do a bunch of...
Oh, like, didn't they do Minecraft? Do they still do Minecraft stuff?
I think so. I think they just do a lot of different zombie games at the moment.
Mm. That too. Alright, we're gonna end this at 33 minutes. Or 32. We're at 30.
So. Okay, Fainted, he just...
Oh, yeah, I watched him.
Yeah, Fluffy Talks.
Never heard of him.
He does, you're bad at Tinder, or you're bad at social media, or bad text messages, or whatever. Bandoot, he does a bunch of, what is it? Saber stuff? It's for the VR headset, and it's the music thing.
The HTC Vive? Beat Saber? Beat Saber's
yeah,
the game.
Beat Saber, yeah.
And then there's, like, multiple different VR things, so I don't know.
And then... I'm subscribed to the World of Warships official channel. MXR Plays.
Oh, I watch him.
Codename Pizza.
Whoa, how long have you been watching MXR Plays?
A year?
Wow, I found them not that long ago. Maybe like a month or two
Spartan
ago.
Spartan Elite 43, Memeulous.
Oh, did I show you him?
No. Oh. Awesome Restorations.
Mm-hmm.
Ruffinity.
Oh, hey! Wait, let me see him. Huh.
Gabriel Iglesias.
Oh, yeah.
Tim Hansen. Okay.
We'll do it in, like, a part two where we can, like, kind of continue this. But mine...
I'm almost done.
Okay, quick.
World of Warships Blitz. Bedtime Stories, which is a horror thing. Please don't think I listen to little kid bedtime stories.
With my Google Home, you know, my Google Home Mini, $25. you can like do, hey Google, play rain noises or some shit like that, and I'll play that. And there was like, hey Google, read me a story, and it was like, one day the wolf shit his pants. Not exactly, but like the wolf shit his pants, and then it was like really terrible. It's like no kid's gonna fall asleep to that.
Yeah. Oh, Custom, Crusoe, the Dutch...
Are you just saying every one of them, or...?
Yeah, there's only a few left.
Okay, go ahead, quick.
Crusoe, the Dutch End is just a YouTube channel with wiener dogs. Mm. Fucking love it. Bruce 2 Films, Glitching Queen, Black Ops Amazing...
I showed you Bruce 2.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I did.
No, you didn't. Yeah, I showed you him.
No. I got shown from...
Bobby Duke Arts.
Yeah, I watched him.
And your boy, he does a lot of World of Warships stuff.
No, I showed you Bruce 2, because I first found out Bruce 2 in, like, 7th grade. So that was, like, 2017 kind of 2018.
Whatever.
So I showed you him. But, alright, some of mine, Cory X Kenshin, which, he's back, yes. Game Grumps, Too Mad, Blarg, McNasty.
Let's end it after Soup. You're done.
Yeah. Soup. He's a gaming YouTuber. Not just, like, a bowl. Yeah. Which I need to show you some of them. Yeah, just a bowl of soup, like, 10-minute long. Course PewDiePie. Jacksepticeye. I'll watch some
time. Oh, he's a dick.
Jacksepticeye?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
In real life, he's an actual dick.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
He's done multiple... Alright, hold on.
There was one where there were some fans that came up to him in the mall, and he just got mad and was like, no, I don't...
Are you sure it was Jacksepticeye?
Yes. There's videos of it.
Alright, show me that. That's not him. I don't think he's
ever... There was a video that was posted. It's taken down now, but it said there were two kids, and it was like, Jacksepticeye hates us.
Yeah, he's... I don't
like. He's funny. He makes things a lot.
I don't personally know him, but he from basically everyone. He's like the like you know how Amber Heard tried to get some dirt on Johnny Depp, but everyone that the detective went to just said like, oh yeah, he's a really nice person. I feel like he's kind of like the Johnny Depp. Yeah. Like, he hasn't been abused by anyone, but thank God. Yeah. Some other ones, really quick. Bruce Sue, of course. Talent or star writer. Relax, Relax. Salty DK Dan.
Grade A under A.
He hasn't... He
doesn't post a lot, but, like, his stuff is awesome.
Also, fuck Leafy. Okay. Because iDubbbz, which iDubbbz is also one of them that I like. iDubbbz, like, his girlfriend made an OnlyFans, which... I'm not trying to, like, be on either side, but iDubbbz, I feel like, responded pretty well to, like, everyone's like, oh, fucking senpai, cock, blah, blah, which, fuck everyone else, because, like, his girlfriend's doing that, he's fine with it, which also, yeah, his girlfriend did, like, flirt with Leafy, like, 2016 or something like that, but then again, times pass, people get different, which, can't exactly do that for everyone, which I'll buy down.
Mom... and my dad had one of their old friends come over here and visit once, right? Mm-hmm. And all he did, and he came with his kids, his two daughters.
Yeah.
And all he did was rant on to my mom about how he never gets to see his kids. And it's stupid. And they're not disciplined. Like, they don't pay attention to their kids at all. Because he's still worried about his... breakup with his wife.
Mm-hmm. Divorce.
No, they were never married.
Why do you say wife? Say go.
I don't.
Idiot.
Whatever. Right. Whatever.
Yeah, yeah, go ahead.
Anyways, they broke up and they're still dealing with it. Both of them. They're still dealing with their breakup and the kids are complete assholes. Mm-hmm. Like, the youngest daughter uses animal noises to communicate with people, even though she can speak. The older one, all she does is look at her phone and is addicted to social media. So if you try to talk to her, she won't talk unless you say, hey, I got money, you want to go somewhere? And she'll go like, hell yeah. She'll look at her phone, you know, but then she'll look away for a few minutes, you know, small talk, and then she'll try to convince you to steal. And then when you get back, you know, from going up to the corner store or whatever, she'll go back to looking at her phone, eating whatever you bought her. And it's stupid.
Alright, yeah, some other YouTubers that I really like. Sorry to just, like, push that away. But some other YouTubers that I like, Oompaville, Scott DeWaz, which he's almost at 1 million subscribers. Go subscribe to him. Not like anyone is going to be listening to this. I'll subscribe to me. A guy that we've been watching a lot recently, Shotgun Raids, Mr. GG, MISTA space GG. He's good. I show you some of his videos. But
something I want to mention before this ends. There was remember that one YouTuber who made 1,000 videos of just him drinking water.
Oh, yeah, that was from Salty DK Dan. It's like Nathan drinks water or something like that.
Yeah, he made 1,000 videos of him just chugging reviewing waters.
I was like, ooh.
Done. And then you just end it. It's stupid. Get your smart water now. But if it's so smart, why is it stuck in a bottle?
Ah!